We have an update now on a story of people pulled back into prison. We reported last week on people released from federal prison during the pandemic, only to be sent back for small infractions. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson reports on what has changed.
Hours after the NPR story, big changes arrived for the family of Eric Alvarez. A federal judge found there were extraordinary circumstances that called for the release of Alvarez's fiance.
I mean, I just went down on my knees and I just cried because it was a long process.
Alvarez has been struggling with heart trouble and colon cancer while taking care of the children. His fiance, Eva Cardoza, returned home last Thursday after 14 months in federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Then he says the celebration began.
Well, tradition is Chinese food. But yeah, she was dying to eat Chinese food, so that's what we did.
Alvarez noticed an immediate change in Cardoza's teenage daughter.
Seeing her from crying and being sad in one corner to seeing her alert and running and hugging on her mom, and that's all I wanted.
The Bureau of Prisons told NPR 442 people released to home confinement during the pandemic have been returned to prison. More than half, like Eva Cardoza, allegedly violated rules about alcohol or drug use. The BOP says a tiny fraction, 17 people out of 11,000, committed new crimes while released, mostly related to drugs. Alvarez says he's grateful the system worked in his case, but he says lots of other families need due process, the chance to challenge the evidence against them before being sent back to prison.
If you're accused of something, you have every single right. You're innocent until proven guilty to defend yourself and to comment on the things that are being said about you.
Alvarez says he's heard from other prisoner advocates and a U.S. senator. His fiance is now home, and they're planning a wedding. But he says the prison system needs to develop clear rules for prisoners and their families.
There's a lot of people like me at home, elderly, that need their loved ones back so they can help. And they're being held over something really, really, really minor. It shouldn't be that way.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.